Good morning. I'm Playbook co-author Rachel Bade. It's Monday, July 1st, and here's what's driving the day. During a huddle at Camp David this weekend, Joe Biden's family urged him to stay in the race. That is, despite his abysmal debate performance last Thursday, and despite the avalanche of Democrats, editorial boards, and some longtime Biden friends even calling on him to step aside and allow a new nominee to come forward. The New York Times was the first to break this, well, rather unsurprising story, and they note that Hunter Biden in particular has been telling his dad to fight. Everyone who has followed the saga over the past few days knows that the person whose opinion matters most is Jill's, his wife, and Jill is firmly of the mind that Biden should stay in. The Biden campaign, meanwhile, spent the weekend trying to calm nervous donors. NBC reported last night that during a tense late-night call, Biden's campaign manager, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, told a group of 40 of Biden's top financial backers that replacing Biden would be messy and impractical. She said most of his war chest would go to Vice President Kamala Harris and only a small amount would actually go to the DNC. But the fact that they're even having these conversations just underscores how their attempt to calm people's nerves is not working. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, yes, not a single Democratic lawmaker has gone on record calling for Biden to step aside, but that doesn't mean they're not all thinking it right now. In fact, most of them are. As I write in Playbook today, Hill Democrats are increasingly resigned to this belief that Joe Biden's candidacy is dead, and they're now worried about him dragging down the Senate and the House. Senior Democrats are not going to admit this out loud, okay? Forget about it. In fact, party elders, I'm told, are going to continue to go on TV and defend Biden as the best choice to lead the country, as they did on yesterday's Sunday show circuit. But behind the scenes, there are conversations going on about a change in strategy should Biden insist on continuing in the race. Basically, Democratic lawmakers and deep-pocketed donors they're talking to believe the focus needs to turn from what now seems like a frivolous attempt to keep the White House to ensuring a congressional check on a second Trump term. Read more about that in Playbook this morning. Republicans, of course, are having a heyday right now. They're painting Democrats as enablers of a feeble-minded president. And over the weekend, we saw the NRSC tease a new strategy of making Democrats eat their own words of defending Biden from accusations that he's lost a step in the past. For instance, in Pennsylvania, David McCormick went live with a new ad that ping-ponged between incumbent Senator Bob Casey defending Biden's fitness for office with the president's halting debate performance and inability to, at times, complete a sentence. The NRSC has also compiled a similar list and is planning to, quote, weaponize the silence of vulnerable House Democrats, capitalizing on Biden's political collapse to extend the map and grow the House Republican majority. That's according to a new NRCC memo obtained in Playbook that you can read this morning. And I gotta say, frontline Democrats aren't just getting it from the right now. Donors, I hear, are blowing up their phones, prodding them to push their leaders to get Biden out of this race. They are encouraging members to even go public with some sort of group letter calling for a new candidate. Now, that idea was discussed over the weekend, but nobody's going there. In fact, one person told me that the minute Democrats start coming out and doing this, Biden will just dig in his heels. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I do think that there is some fear, obviously, from Democrats who don't want to get cross with the White House, which is understandable. Meanwhile, a sense of betrayal is starting to set in amongst some members who are angry that Biden and his family have hid the severity of his condition from the party. Just take a listen to what one frontliner told me last night. Quote, "It's just his egotism and his family's enabling, and it's the people who surround him. Jill, of all people, she sees him every single day. She's the one person who could end this train wreck. This should have been a one-term president." And for the rest of your schedule today, the House and Senate are out. And the Supreme Court is having its big finale. Their final decision will come down later this morning, and everybody's bracing for, of course, the big blockbuster, Trump versus U.S. The court will decide whether Trump is immune from criminal prosecution and could be one of the most important decisions in American history. For special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump for attempting to subvert the 2020 election, the potential outcomes range from giving the trial a green light to killing it completely, and there are some options in between. That is going to dominate this morning. I'm Rachel Bade. Thanks for listening.